This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
Most of those PCs, if not all of those PCs, also are on the internet. And when you think about what you want to do with a surveillance system and you have one, you want to be able to record. And also, it's important to be on the internet so that you can review that video from anywhere in the world.
This is Brad Baldwin with Rocky Mountain Voices. I'm here today with Andrew Hartsfield, the CEO of Y-Life, a new company, I guess, what, 4 years old?
Relatively
company,
new, yeah.
And based here in Draper, Utah. Welcome to the podcast, Andrew.
Thank you.
Before we get started, I have to congratulate you. I see you just took an award home a couple weeks ago from Retail Vision, Best New Technology and Best New Hardware.
Yes, two awards. We were nominated for 4 out of 10, and we won 2 of the categories.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Always love getting awards. I don't know if it helps me or helps my product, but I'm always happy at the end when we get those.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'd like to let our listeners learn a little bit about you, Andrew. It looks like you've got a little bit of history in Utah, and since this is focused on Rocky Mountain region business, I want to highlight some of those. You've had time at Zuka Juice, built and sold Zuka Juice to Jamba Juice now.
That's right.
You worked at Omniture. And now you're here with Y-Life. Is
That's
Y-Life
right.
on the same track? Obviously, big plans.
I certainly hope so. Well, Zuka Juice was a, as you may remember, was a nice success story for the state of Utah and those involved. And Omniture certainly has done exceptionally well. And so, if we can follow in either one of those two footsteps, that would be certainly good for everybody here.
Why don't you explain a little bit about Y-Life from your perspective? I know it's home and small business surveillance equipment.
Yes,
so
yes.
Give us your story of Y-Life.
It all started back in 2002 when a good friend of mine and I were brainstorming as to what we could potentially do together. And my co-founding partner of Y-Life, Evan Tree, who also is our president, he had this idea in the back of his head to develop a product, a family of products that would help fulfill the growing need by consumers and small business owners all over the world for a do-it-yourself, affordable digital video surveillance system. And so with that in mind, we pulled ourselves up into a little cave for about 3 months, put our plan together, decided that it was worth a shot at doing. And we founded the company. We went out and hired a very good engineering team. We pulled actually a team of engineers out of a company here in Utah. And we were off to the races.
You're not the only kind of a hardware yet software-based company. We got Control4 just down the street here as
yes.
well. You guys, I guess you have both a hardware device, the cameras.
Yep.
You've got the kind of the wiring that kind of hooks everything together.
Right.
And then you're capturing the surveillance on a computer. Is that
Yeah,
is that
you know,
it?
What we decided to do was, it's actually a little bit insane, the path we took. And that was to develop our own hardware, develop our own software that resides on the PC, and then also to develop our own hosted back-end services. So we have core competencies in all three areas. The reason we decided to do that was A, because there were no products on the market that met our functional needs. So we had to develop our own hardware. We had to develop our own software and services. And on the heels of the success of the Xbox and the iPod, wherein Microsoft and Apple respectively own all the pieces of those systems, in going to the consumer space, you need to have a fully integrated, seamless system to provide that great experience to the consumers. And so we needed to own all three pieces
okay.
in order to pull this off.
Looks like your awards have come from ease of use and ease of configuration and setup. What's your typical out-of-the-box experience for customers? What
yeah.
are they saying?
Well, what we set out to do, Brad, was eliminate those things that had historically prohibited and inhibited mass market adoption of surveillance systems. I think when the general consumer thinks of surveillance, they think of an invasive install, running cable. They think of cameras mounted on the outside of the wall with a drill and screws. and you got to get on a ladder to get there. So typically people, when they think of surveillance, they think of ADT. They got to call a professional dealer mm-hmm. installer. And we all know that anytime there's labor, professional labor involved, they're going to sell you professional equipment, and it's going to be very, very costly. So what we set out to do was eliminate all those barriers. No professional dealer installer needed. No cable runs. No drill. No ladder. No wireless networking or configuration needed. And we developed a system that operates over your power line. You simply need to plug the cameras in to any electrical outlet, load software on your personal computer, register with a username and password on our account, and then you are set up with a fully digital, fully networked, professional-grade video surveillance system in literally 15 minutes or less. It truly is revolutionary.
Oh, that's huge. And I know that Walt Mossberg was able to do it. You guys had a very favorable write-up here a few months back in Walt Mossberg's section in the Wall Street Journal. So you and your old friend started Y-Life 4 years ago.
We did. We found, and we actually incorporated in December of 2002, but didn't get off the ground until July of 2003.
So it's 3.5 years.
That's right.
And your funding, all self-funded?
We are angel-funded.
Okay.
We've raised nearly $12 million of angel money so far to develop what we have.
It looks like, you know, some of the things that you've been able to do, seems like some of the technologies just weren't around a number of years ago to make this happen. Is that true or false?
You know, that's a great point. We were actually, I got to tell you, in left field when we chose some of the technologies we chose to develop our system. Specifically, HomePlug, which is a standard that operates on the power line, is a standard that we chose to incorporate into our system nearly 3.5 years ago. And we were in left field. At the time, HomePlug did not have tremendous momentum. And now it has a huge amount of momentum in the marketplace. And so HomePlug, we chose HomePlug. We also chose Windows Media technology from Microsoft. Specifically, it's called Windows Media Codecs, compression and mm-hmm. decompression algorithms. We chose to incorporate those into our surveillance cameras for a number of reasons, but we were in left field there as well. And we actually still are the first company in the world to embed Windows Media Codecs inside of surveillance cameras.
You're focusing both on home and small business?
That's correct.
Is it equal? Is it larger in the home section? There's certainly a lot of homes out there.
It's interesting. Our user base is about 50% homeowners and second homeowners and 50% small business owners. And so we built the system for both segments. And right now it's about an even split.
Interesting.
So
well, good call.
It seems like, you know, nearly every small business owner in the world has thought about buying surveillance. Many of them have called ADT and been given a price tag of $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000, which is a little bit more than they wanted to spend. So a lot of them, most of them, have not gotten surveillance. Or if they have, they've purchased less expensive systems at the very bottom end, which flat out don't work. And so we think we're very well positioned in the middle to pull business, you know, consumers from the top and to pull consumers from the bottom in that $150 to $250 price point per camera. We feel like we're very uniquely positioned with a very high quality system.
I see you have a direct sale through your website, and you've also signed some retail partnerships in the last, I guess, 12 months.
Yes, we, in addition to selling on our website, we sell through Radio Shack, and we also sell through Fry's Electronics. We will be announcing several other retailers in coming months, and we are just beginning to launch our reseller strategy as well.
And with a product that's really a high user, out-of-the-box experience, seems like a product that's well-suited for a typical retail channel.
It is. There is some education involved. You know, selling through retail never comes without its challenges, and certainly we have our share. But things are going very well. Things are sales are ramping, and we're getting more shelf space, and so far, so good. We chose to be a PC-centric solution for that very reason. Most consumers and small business owners have PCs in their home or business, and most of those PCs are significantly underutilized. Most of those PCs, if not all of those PCs, also are on the internet. And when you think about what you want to do with a surveillance system when you have one, you want to be able to record so that you then can go back and retrieve that recorded video if you want to, if you find some activity that you mm-hmm. want to show to the police or whatever, for whatever reason. And also, it's important to be on the internet so that you can review that video from anywhere in the world. So we have a free service in which our users can see their cameras from anywhere in the world over the internet. And so being a PC-centric solution was very key to us because, again, it simplifies the setup. Consumers are familiar with their PCs, they're comfortable using their PCs, and their PCs, like I said before, are usually on the internet already, so there's no networking that needs to be done, and they're significantly underutilized.
So where do you see Wylife headed in the next 24 months? I see that you are now taking orders for outside cameras. I mean, how do you grow your product line and how do you grow your business?
It's a great question. We have just a super product family. We have our indoor camera, which we launched with about 9 months ago. As you mentioned, we'll be shipping our outdoor camera next month. We just actually recently debuted the world's first networked spy camera. We debuted that a couple of nights ago in New York at a big media event. And this is going to be very exciting. And so as we continue to expand our product family, it really strengthens all of the individual products themselves as well, because with each new product, we fulfill more needs of our consumers. In the next 24 months, we will continue to expand our product family. We will continue to ramp distribution and sales here domestically. And I fully anticipate going international actually sooner than 24 months, probably in the next 12 months. We have received 100 to 150 unsolicited requests from companies in at least 35 countries around the world to license and or distribute our products in their countries. So this is just not a product that we built for domestic consumption, but rather for worldwide use.
That's excellent. So the whole world will soon be logging into a PC somewhere and checking out their home surveillance.
Let's hope so.
I appreciate you taking a few minutes with me here today, Andrew.
Thank you.
It's been fun to learn a little bit more about Wylife. I wish you great luck and success. The awards and the out-of-box experience is great, and so I'm sure that'll continue to carry you forward in the future.
Thank you very much.
For Rocky Mountain Voices, this is Brad Baldwin.